This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Noise. Excuse me. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Comic Book Noise can be found at comicbooknoise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network, which, if you were listening to not Comic Book Noise yesterday, you know it turned 12 years old. Anyway, if you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is derek, at comicbooknoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. If you would also like to donate to the show, you can go to comicbooknoise.com. You know, I should just make a comicbooknoise.com/donate page, shouldn't I? I should do that. There you can see, you can find links to donate through PayPal, Alphonic Minutes, or by becoming a patron at patreon.com. And you can always just say, here Derek, here's something for you. Here's a little something for you. You can leave it on a nightstand. Anyway, I have a new phone. And I mean it, a new phone. To wrap up the saga as quickly as I can, my phone died. We thought it was a battery issue, turns out to be a motherboard issue. They sent it in to be replaced, or I should say to be fixed, because I really wanted the stuff that I had on my phone, you know, that saved local to my phone. However, they got in touch with us and that it could not be fixed, so they were sending a replacement because it was a warranty replacement. Okay. So, I had a Samsung Galaxy S6. However, they do not make them anymore, and I guess they didn't have any in stock, so they sent me a brand new Galaxy S7. Now, these were the explodey ones, weren't they? Which I will say, the thing does seem like it runs a little hot, but that's because, I don't know, it was hot yesterday, what can I say? So, hopefully, it doesn't explode on me. But, so, that's what I'm doing. I have almost all my apps reinstalled. I think the only major one that I don't have reinstalled yet is the Amazon Kindle app. But everything else I have the Adobe Photoshop Express to help with album art. I have there's Adobe Premiere Clip in case I want to make quick videos. And I have a titanium recorder, which is what I use to record. I can't remember the name of the FTP program I use. I've got the FTP program on here. I've got Google Chrome on here instead of using internet button that they have, an internet browser, which I don't know exactly what it's supposed to do. But I prefer Chrome because it has, you know, passwords and shit saved in Chrome. But I still need to configure titanium recorder because I believe it just records at a lower rate, which not only does it record at a lower rate, but it records as a WAV file. So I got to play around with the settings there. And I have to get everybody's ringtones back because I have like certain ringtones for the people in my family, you know? I've been using the same one for Patty for, ever since ringtone. No, I shouldn't say ever since ringtone. Ever since that song Baby Baby by Justin Bieber, because she found that song so irritating, so I just used the chorus of that as her ringtone. My daughter Jamie gets Jamie's Crying. Yeah, Jamie's Crying by Van Halen. My daughter Jasmine gets the chorus from Summer Breeze by Seals and Croft. David A. Price gets the Marvel Noise theme song, which actually does have a name, by the way. It's Lemon Flavored Iceberg by the Smirky Remarks. And my regular one for people I don't want to talk to is the John Cena theme. And my regular phone, is the opening of Should I Stay or Should I Go? And my landlord is actually a recording of my cat Monster going to the vet, and he's just screaming, just, rawr, rawr. So whenever I heard that sound, it would like put me on edge immediately, and so that's what's. But my landlord's actually pretty cool. I've had worse, Anyway, so I have a lot of configuring to do with the phone to get it the way that I want it. There's no way I'm going to have it the way I used to have it, because I have the my podcatcher saved on here. I downloaded to be back on here, but I cannot remember all of the podcasts that I had. So I will be I'll be replacing. Luckily, there's this one podcast. I'm going off on a little tangent here. Big surprise. There's one called Mogul. I believe it's from Gimlet Studios or Gimlet Media or something, whatever it's called. But it's about the life and death of Chris Lighty, who's apparently somebody who I had actually never heard of. But I am not only familiar with his work, but I'm actually familiar with his name. He was a music producer in hip-hop, and he produced a lot of the biggest names out there. And if you ever listen to a lot of the East Coast rappers, they'll make a mention of a manager, Chris, especially Jungle Brothers. I know they mention him a couple times. That's who he is, That's Chris Lighty. And they went into his life, his rise, and his unfortunate fall. This is a guy who I'm not gonna go through it, but he had a lot of people in his stable. A lot, He's also the guy who negotiated 50 Cent's vitamin water deal. Which may not sound like a whole lot these days, but at the time it was huge. But anyway, it was like a six-parter, and it just wrapped up. So every now and then I'll drop interviews with people, but the main story ended. And if you know anything about Chris Lighty, you know how his story ended. So there you go. And it's really weird because I'm almost. I try to stay as close to being caught up on the dog days of podcasting as I can, but there's a lot this year, and everybody, and most people are trying to do shorter shows, the shorter daily shows. Every now and then, you have to do something for your regular listeners, so you have to do a longer show, which I completely understand. But even with everybody doing shorter shows, we haven't really seen a huge drop-off like we have in the past, you know what I mean? In the past, it'll start off with like, you know, 20, 25 people, and then about this time, it's usually down to like maybe 10 or 15 people doing it regularly still. Maybe not even every day, but still doing it regularly, missing a day here or there. But this year, everybody, almost everybody is keeping up, you know? So that makes it really simple to fall behind. And I just ran not one, not two, but three red lights. Thought that was the cops right there. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, so I'm in trying to keep caught up, and it's really weird because by keeping caught up with podcasts, I've been not being able to read a whole lot of comic books, you know. That's also a mitigating factor there. I've also been falling behind on TV shows. Like, my favorite night is Friday night, simply because that is when you have Killjoys, Dark Matters, and Wynonna Earp, which is my favorite out of three, and yet I'm 3 weeks behind on Wynonna Earp. I just caught up on the other two, but now I'm through. You know, 3 weeks behind. Thank you, David. David A. Price is sending me a text. And I never realized exactly how much how many books I read digitally until I don't have my phone with me, you know? Because there are times where I'm sitting, like, when I go to pick up Patty and I'm waiting for her to come outside, and I just, you know, I'll fire up a comic book, you know, usually from Marvel Unlimited's app, but I couldn't do that because the only real, like, thing I had to consume digital media was my Kindle Fire, but it doesn't have the Marvel Unlimited app. You know, it has the Comixology app, but for some odd reason, I've gotten into the habit of reading Comixology comics on my phone. And I'm wondering, does anybody else do that? You know, if you have more than one thing that you read, do you have one that you use more than the other for a different product, right? Like, this is funny, my old phone, the phone I had before this one, this is what I used to read the comics from the Dark Horse app, because I had a couple of those, including the Fifth Beetle. I don't know if you ever read the Fifth Beetle, but it was sort of like a biography about Brian Epstein, the Beatles manager, and really good, you know, but I only have it on the Dark Horse app, which when I But my my Galaxy 4 ended up just dying one day. I never reinstalled it, you know, so I haven't read that book since then. However, if you like rock biographies as well as comic books, you should check it out. It's actually really good. And it's the way it seems, though, is not, it doesn't really seem like a comic book biography. The way that the Fifth Beetle is presented, it's almost more like a comic book adaptation of a movie, you know. But this is a movie that was never made. People look like the people that they're based on, just not exactly, you know. Because this is a person's life that they're trying to cover, scenes, you know, switch in and out. Like, I like to go to this, but it's like a 70s movie, you know, where, I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but I noticed this years ago. It's one of the big reasons that kind of turns me off on a lot of movies, these, you know, especially action movies. The amount of cuts that they do, a lot of cuts and edits that modern day movies do, just gets really irritating, you know. I mean, back in the 70s, when they would do a lot of jump cuts. They would pretty much jump to a whole new scene, you know. They'll have some, I'll cut to another scene, you know. It's like, the movie wasn't, oh shit, I can't remember the name of it now. This is one movie I have in mind. Where somebody's riding on a horse and they go down, next thing you know, it'll cut to somebody sitting in the cantina, and then all of a sudden there's just a picture of a dead armadillo. You know, and that's the kind of stuff they do. Nowadays, if it's just a scene of two people sitting around talking to each other, it'll cut back and forth between the two people, as well as what's on the table, as well as a long shot and a close-up, so that in a like a 20-second talk, they'll use like 8 or 9 different, if we're lucky, only 8 or 9 different actual scenes. But that's not how this is. And you know what, and this is once again on a tangent. one thing that's not like that is Twin Peaks, the TV show. Because I noticed that in the first episode. There was one where this guy was unloading shovels off of a truck. And I remember seeing this scene is going on for a very long time, you know, and I thought, yeah, there's absolutely no way any kind of TV executive would sign off on this. They'd known it was going to be like this ahead of time, especially not like network TV, because it was just this guy taking stuff off and, you know, like unwrapping shovels, and it was strangely captivating because it took a long time. And that's really not something you see a whole lot of. And that you don't really... And you know, yeah, and that's why I said this seems like a movie. You know, a movie adaptation from around that time. Because there are a lot of scenes that go on a little longer. And there are scenes that actually wrap up. I don't know what I'm saying. Just, if you get a chance to read it. It's been out for a while. It's called... The Fifth Beatle. I do not remember who the artists are, you know, the writer and the penciler, anything like that, because it was just off the top of my head, you know. It's just me sitting around here making a lot of noise, a lot of comic book noise. Take it easy.
I'm gonna see.